This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
We have some interesting situations that we'll handle. North Korea, Middle East, lots of problems that we inherited from previous administrations, but we'll take care of them. We'll take care of them very well. We'll handle North Korea. We're going to be able to handle them. It will be handled. We handle everything. Thank you very much.
All right, that was the president earlier today reassuring the American people his administration will, in fact, deal with North Korean aggression. Joining us now with reaction, Deputy Assistant to the President, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, I'm really becoming alarmed and concerned. North Korea may be the defining moment, and much to our chagrin, because we've got so much to do for the country, of the Trump administration. And from my perspective, there's no good answer. Because the Clintons gave North Korea nuclear weapons, all their bribes did not work. All their assurances and that they would not get nuclear weapons when we would give them money not to build them didn't work out the way they promised, just like Iran will not work out the way the Obama deal was structured.
Sean, you're absolutely right. The Clinton administration facilitated the strengthening of North Korea when it comes to these issues. And the Obama administration, with its so-called leading from behind and strategic patience, simply allowed that vacuum to be filled and was basically taken for a ride. So that's true, but that's history, and that's all changed. You look at what we've done in just the scant 6 months that the president has been in office, whether it's revitalizing NATO, whether it's the liberation of Mosul with our Iraqi partners, or whether it's simply the domestic national security successes with regards to illegal migration. This is a results-oriented presidency, and we're going to do the same with North Korea. And please understand, there's a whole palette of options. It's not a question of peace or war. There's lots of things that we can do, some of them less than overt, but the fact is this president will not allow American lives or our partners' interests to be endangered.
Well, we see and we read, this is really scary. If they can reach with their ICBMs New York, and I know we have the ability to take these out of the sky, but I'd rather they never be launched. Here's the other danger, though. I worry about South Korea. I worry about Japan. If this guy is crazy enough, is he going to launch a nuclear war against China? I mean, I'm not exactly happy, nor is the president, how China is reacting to Pyongyang. And I think they need a stronger response. They have more influence in the region. This is more their regional problem than it should be ours. But I don't see a good answer. You take out the nuclear sites. What is he going to do next? Is he going to launch a missile on Seoul or Japan?
Look, let's look at what this man is really doing. This is calculated saber rattling. Every single launch is an escalation. But what's really their end game? Because let's step back. Let's take fear off the table. Let's look at reality. Remember Gulliver's Travels, that great, great story. America is a Goliath. We're a giant. 12 nuclear aircraft carriers. We've just commissioned the latest one, the USS Gerald Ford. North Korea, they can't even feed their own people, Sean. This is a Lilliputian little flea. The fact is, they know that we are not just a superpower, we are a hyperpower. Sean, this is nothing more than blackmail, but we will not allow ourselves or Western civilization to be blackmailed.
Well, I think it's also a tale to be told that we can't expect that bribing Iran is going to result in anything different than the attempts to bribe North Korea. Do you think he's mentally unhinged, mentally unbalanced, or is that an act?
Look, I don't know. I'm not a medical psychologist, a psychiatrist. But what you said is very important to understand. When it comes to countries like North Korea, when it comes to ISIS, when it comes to Iran, this presidency will stand up and call out evil when it sees it. When you see Stalinist regimes that maintain labor camps, think about that for a second. When you see non-state actors like ISIS maintain slave markets, we will not say, oh, well, you know, this is just a function of ideological differences or unemployment. We will call out evil when we see it. And you know what? America has stood up to evil before. And what happens, Sean, every time? We won.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. Serious issues, real evil in our...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of emails, the last time we had our next guest on, the emails came pouring in, and they wanted to hear more about Frank Serpico. He is back with us, and we have a little bit more time to get into the story and to break it down for you. He is a retired American New York City Police Department officer who holds both American and Italian citizenship. He's known for whistleblowing on police corruption in the late 60s and early 70s, an act that prompted Mayor John Lindsay at the time to appoint the landmark Knapp Commission to investigate the NYPD. Much of Serpico's fame came after the release of the 1973 film, which many of you will recall, titled Serpico, which was based on the book by Peter Maas and which starred Al Pacino in the title role, for which Pacino was nominated for an Oscar. Serpico was born in Brooklyn, New York, the youngest child of Vincenzo and Maria Serpico, Italian immigrants from Marigliano. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not butchering it too bad there, Frank. At the age of 17, he enlisted in the U.S. Army, was stationed for 2 years in South Korea as an infantryman. I think many people may not have remembered that. Then worked as a part-time private investigator and a youth counselor while attending Brooklyn College. On September the 11th, 1959, Frank joined the New York City Police Department as a probationary patrolman. He became a full patrolman on March the 5th, 1960, was assigned to the 81st Precinct, then worked for the Bureau of Criminal Identification for 2 years, was finally assigned to work plainclothes where he uncovered widespread corruption. That is the background and the story leading into the Knapp Commission, all the abuses that were going on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from Frank Serpico. Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back. You know, the problem is that as time goes by, people forget. You know, that's why I feel it's so important for somebody who was there and know what really happened, because there's this revisionism going on. You know, people are rewriting history.
Exactly.
And, you know, you said that Lindsay appointed the Knapp Commission, but in reality, he appointed his own commission when he found out that David Burnham of the New York Times was going to run the story about police corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and at that time Congressman Koch, who later became mayor, we objected. I said, how can the Fox investigate
The henhouse, yeah, right. Exactly.
He then appointed the NAF Commission with limited time and budget, hoping that it would not find anything. And one night I was living in Greenwich Village, and there was the, I think it was the meat market there that is now a fancy, you know, cafes all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out walking a dog, and I saw these police cars loading up their police cars with chunks of beef. So I called one of the investigators from the NAP Commission, and they got caught red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So now they had something to sink their teeth into, you know, and from there they started getting more and more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, Frank, I mean, as if they needed something to sink their teeth into, I mean, here you are from the inside, you're seeing the corruption at every turn. This was a cancer, a systemic problem that went deep into the NYPD. So it wasn't that they were going to be hard-pressed to find the problems. It was more the point, were they ready for the truth?
They just didn't want to see the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I was saying, you know, I went with one guy, Detective Burke, who had a lot of connections.
This was David Dirk, right?
And, but he's deceased now, but he liked to take credit for, you know, going to the Times. But I was working at the time in the Patrol Borough Manhattan North with Chief Inspector Paul DeLeese. They called him St. Paul.
Mm.
He was a wonderful inspector, a wonderful man. And we couldn't find anybody in our whole unit that we could trust. So me, at the time, a mere patrolman, although in plain clothes, had an inspector for a partner, okay?
Right.
The first thing we had to do in the morning was lose our tail because the cops would follow us to see where we were going. We found that they have a bag man that collects the money for the corrupt cops from the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that the bag man in our borough was a retired police officer. So it just stunk to high heaven. But if Paul DeLeese didn't put his job on the line and come with us to the New York Times, they never would have printed the story because David Burnham said they would have never taken the word of a patrolman against the department. But with Paul DeLeese there, I remember as it was last night, I was in his home with his kids running around. I think the scene is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, Frank, I don't know anything other than police work all my life. I haven't paid my mortgage yet. He said, but you do what you have to do, and I'll back you 100%. And so that was the NAP Commission. But the thing is, I have a documentary just came out now called Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. It was at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York and just got bought by the Sundance people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be shown around the country. And in it, there's a scene, a live scene, where I'm testifying before the NAP Commission against Commissioner Arnold Freeman, who was the Commissioner of Investigations, whose job it was to investigate police corruption. And the chief counsel, Mike Armstrong, is asking me, did you tell this to Commissioner Freeman? Yes. Was anybody else there? Yes. Detective Burke. And what did Commissioner Freeman say? What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This was now for his temerity or complacency or whatever you want to call it. That man was made a Supreme Court judge.
Wow.
I'm going to slip in here. I do not believe in justice in America. For my personal life, I have everything I have ever needed in life. I've been blessed, even with a bullet in the head that let me see the light.
Exactly.
And the only thing.
Well, Frank, let me do this, Frank. We got to stop you for just a moment because we got to go to break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour conversation. I know you're at the edge of your seat. This is the way it happened last time. We're honored to have Frank Serpico with us, telling us his story firsthand on Bill Martinez Live. Stay.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America today. Today.
Your program, your call.
Martinez here. Our conversation with Detective Frank Serpico continues. Frank, of course, the noted detective out of New York and the NYPD that exposed the corruption, the deep, rapid corruption that went into the NYPD, and his story that you need to hear firsthand from his lips to your ears is so important, and we're honored to have him here with us telling his story. So, Frank, when you saw this corruption and you began to report it, and then you talked about the birth of the Knapp Commission, when you say it was widespread, are we talking 50%? I mean, how deep was this corruption within the NYPD, number one, and number two, was it throughout all the boroughs of the NYPD?
Okay, but first I want to finish my last statement that I made at the Tribeca Film Festival, which I was saying I was blessed. But the only thing Frank Serpico ever wanted was justice. And that was the one thing Frank Serpico never got till this day. Because I don't want to get into another story of the corruption in the very town I live in with corrupt judges and district attorneys, as I'm sure they have around the rest of the country, and they have destroyed my property. And then the last night I get a letter from the tax department where I don't own money, and this is what they told me. Do you have your tax form there? I said, yeah. Well, go to page 6. What's there? I said, zeros, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote, he said, the tax department's computer is not capable of reading zeros or blank spaces, meaning they don't want to see that you don't owe them no money. Mm-hmm. They will recalculate your taxes 3 different ways and then find some way to tax you. And if you don't pay it, they'll garnish your salary, take you home. This is America, not the America that I served for. Mm-hmm. This country is in deep trouble, and it's coming. And I'm sure, you know, your audience knows what I'm talking about. You know what they charged me for interest on what they said was 8% interest plus penalty? You can't even get a 0.5% interest in the banks that got bailed out by this government. And then they come after the workers, handicapped, the veterans, the senior citizens, and charge them 8% interest. If that's not usury, if that's not a crime, I don't know what. It almost pales compared to what was happening in New York. But you cannot have corruption in the police if you don't have it in the government. And I back that to the day I die. So getting back to what you were saying, how widespread was it?
Yes.
It was throughout the city and most likely throughout the country. And here's the crazy thing. They would have this thing that said they have the meat eaters and the grass eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the grass eaters, like cows and goats, they graze. They eat a little green here, a little green there, right?
Right.
God forbid. They would never touch drug money. Those were the meat eaters, the mm-hmm. bloodthirsty guys. Yeah, right. So what happened? They come up with a law in the police department that says no one's going to be promoted to detective unless you put 4 years in plain clothes. That's where all the grass eaters were. Mm-hmm. These guys had apartments for their girlfriends. They would rent yachts on weekends. They had to burn their money or what they couldn't bury in mason jars in their backyards. Now, when I first, thanks to Burke, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, who was working for the Department of Investigations, mm-hmm. brought me to his boss, a then Captain Ferran. And I said, Captain Ferran? Wasn't he a lieutenant in plain clothes? And Burke said to me, you think you're the only honest cop, Serpico? I said, no, I never said that. He says, I'll vouch for my boss, Captain Ferran. Great. I go in there with the envelope with $300 in it. And he says, what do you want me to do with this? I said, what? What do I want you to do with this? He said, well, he's one of two things. you can force my hand and I'll go to the commissioner. And before long, they'll find you floating face down in the East River.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's the second thing? Forget about it. Okay? So that was Dirk who almost got me killed. And then finally, he says, we're going to the commissioner himself, Arnold Freeman. And from him, we got the same treatment. So how far did it go? In my opinion, all the way up to the top. They knew where it was. You got to look at the history of the New York City Police Department. The first commissioner was Theodore Roosevelt, who later became president. And he said, I inherited the most corrupt system in the country. And there was one good cop in there. His name was, well, there were several, but one of them was Joe Petrosino. And he started the Italian squad and the bomb squad, which is still in use today with all these terrorist bombing we're having.
Right.
Okay? Now, when Petrosino was going to Palermo to do an investigation, the then commissioner, I think his name was Bingham, in my opinion, a turd, he let the news out that Petrosino had just got on the boat. And when Petrosino got there, they assassinated him. He was the only police officer died in the line of duty outside of the country.
Wow.
So that's what was going on in this country at that time.
So, gosh, is it any wonder, Frank, with this kind of corruption that was going on and the mafia itself running rapid is probably thinking, why are you picking on us when you guys are about as dirty as they come?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, speaking about my mother, I don't know how many, this is in my lifetime, they should look up the Flatiron Building. I think it was... it was a sweatshop in Lower Manhattan, okay, where 140 young girls, most of them Italian and Jewish, were burnt to death or jumped to their death because the owners, who may have been Jewish themselves, but with money, they locked the stairwells to the fire escapes so they couldn't go out and get a cigarette. And it burnt down, and they all lost their lives. And then the bosses called the police to act as goons to beat up the people that were protesting, and the politicians were paid off to look the other way. So this is the history of New York.
Wow. I mean, this is incredible. And, of course, you grew up in this, Frank, and you saw this firsthand, and you joined the police department all in the name of justice. And amazing, today at 81, you're still looking for justice, even though at times you've gotten some minor victories. But yet people need to be aware. See, they don't realize how bad the problem is, do they?
No, you have to keep fighting. And, you know, the reward is the fight itself. You know, it's what keeps you going. Kids say to me today, what's the use? I say, what's the use? Right now, you're treading water in a cesspool. If you stop, you'll go under. You can't let them win. Okay? I don't know if I told you this on the last program about...
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank. Let's hold it right there. We'll come back to the story that you're just about ready to tell us. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have more from Detective Frank Serpico right here on Bill Martin.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation continues with one Detective Frank Serpico, retired American City Police Department officer who holds both an American and Italian citizenship. Many of us know of Frank Serpico from the 1973 film movie named after his name, Serpico. It was Al Pacino who played in the title role, as you may recall, for those of you who have seen it. Frank, I will tell you this, after our last conversation, emails I got, many people ran to Netflix and drew up Serpico. They had to see the movie. They were inspired to get connected with a little bit of history. But anyway, I want to pick up from where we left off. You started to tell me a story, and I had to interrupt you because we had to go to break. So go ahead and pick it up from there, if you would, please.
Okay. First of all, I want the listeners to know I get letters from all over the world from police officers. There are good police officers out there that want to do the right thing. The problem I hear from all of them is there's no place to go that will take action.
Mm-hmm.
And when they blow the whistle, they become the victims, such as
right.
myself.
Exactly.
Now, I do want to say something very interesting, because there are good people in this world and good judges. I mentioned the name Joe Petrosino.
Mm-hmm.
When Joe came over early with a cousin from Italy, his uncle got killed in an accident. And the judge, an Irish judge, he was supposed to send him back to Italy or put him in a home. And instead, he took him into his own house. And that's where Joe got his education and his learning from this judge. So there are good people that do good deeds in this world, and that's what it's all about. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond, you know, and its ramifications will reach the farthest shore. And that's the same if you do bad deeds. That's why you gotta, the good deeds have to overweigh the bad ones. Now, we were talking about, I was going to tell a story when I was a kid, shining shoes in my father's store. I hope I didn't tell you this the last time on the
program. No, you didn't, but I happened to read about this story that you shared. I think it was in an interview that you had done earlier, and I know our audience would be interested to hear, because this really opened your eyes even. And
so what
exactly.
Had a shoe shine shop, and he would work in the window, you know, fixing the shoes. And one day a big burly cop walked in, and I was, like, totally astounded. I was overwhelmed with this, you know, dressed in blue, shiny buttons. He climbs up the shoe shine chair, and I give him the best shine I'd ever given anyone. And he walks down and walks out the door, leaving me with blank-faced. He didn't pay, he didn't give me a tip, and he didn't say thank you. And I said, "How? That's a police officer. That's the law. How could he do that, Pa?" And my father says, "Don't worry, son. Don't worry." The next week, my father saw him crossing the street, and in Italian he said, "Here comes that turd again." Now, he didn't mean the uniform, but was in the uniform.
Exactly.
And he came around the counter, and he confronted this burly cop with his gun and nightstick, and my father said, "Good morning, officer. You want to shine?" He said, "Yeah." My father put out his hand, and he said, "$0.10. Pay first."
Right.
And the cop turned around and was never seen again. So I got two lessons on that day. That you can't trust somebody just because he wears the shield of the law. And you stand up to corruption and authority when it's wrong.
Exactly. And Frank, as you were calling the department out, there was no doubt that fellow officers started joining ranks. And they took giant steps away from you and considered you a pariah, some sort of disease that needed to be chastened and ignored. And of course, this abuse, and as we all know, anybody that's had anything to do or even watched a TV series knows how important somebody's partner is. And it's not just his partner, but it's fellow officers. And you were left out to hang there on February the 3rd of 1971 when you were part of a drug arrest. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, I was undercover. I said it was called buy and bust, and they told me just get the door open. There was one guy with his drawn gun. He was, like, not even 5 feet away. There were two doors in the hallway. And he had his gun drawn, his back to the wall. And behind me was another so-called officer with his gun drawn at the top of the stairwell. And when the dealer opened the door, I broke the chain. You know, I announced that it was police. And I had him covered with my .38 Stebnos Special. Pacino, for some reason, wanted to change reality and couldn't get his hand in the door with my 9mm, which I was having as a backup. And I was the first cop in New York City to carry one because our weapons were outdated compared to what the other guys had.
Wow.
And, and there I was jammed between the door, and I made a stupid mistake of getting angry and taking my eye off the perpetrator. I turned to the guy on the left. I said, "What the hell are you waiting for? Give me a hand." And when I turned back, I got shot right in the head. I returned fire, and I grabbed my gun. I hit the assailant. That's another thing people don't understand, what happened.
Right.
The fact is, I was left there. They never called the officer down, 1013. A call went out by a civilian, an old Spanish gentleman in the building. He called, and the call was 10-10. Investigate, shots fired. One police car responded. We because there were shots fired. And they took me to the hospital, and I always said there were at least two good cops. And then later, this other cop would write a book and said he was working with one guy who was his partner, and he says, turn here onto Driggs Avenue. See that building? That's where Serpico got shot. I was one of the two cops. If I knew it was him, I would have left him there to bleed to death. And the mentality of these cops, this guy that I'm talking about, he was fired for shaking down drug dealers, but he beat the charges. And now he's complaining all over the country on internet that I'm not backing him and promoting his book. Has he no shame that he thinks I would talk to him after he told me and wrote in his book and he knew that this cop said they'd leave me to bleed to death? When I told this to another cop, a good cop, he said, I would have lost my job because I would have punched the shit out of that guy. Hmm. But now this guy is only interested in promoting his books.
Yeah, well, Frank, the bullet that hits you just below your eye, lodging at the top of your jaw, you still carry that with you today, don't you?
The bullet, though, was a dum-dum. It's the same bullet that killed Bobby Kennedy. It's called the assassin's bullet. It shot it. One piece went into my jaw. Another one into my cerebral membrane. I had cerebral fluid draining from my ear. All the fragments, they're still in my head. They were deemed unoperable. God willing, I'm still here today to talk about it.
Well, here you are.
About stuff that happened in the hospital. And
okay.
Another story about the corruption.
Well, let's pick that up. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Our conversation with Detective Frank Serpico continues. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Frank Serpico, a retired New York City Police Department officer. And, of course, it was his story in 1973. The film Serpico, based on the book by Peter Mawson, was starred Al Pacino in the title role, for which Pacino was nominated for an Oscar. Frank, before we pick up the story, I wanted to give you a chance again to tell everybody about the new film that will probably be at the Sundance Festival next year, Never Run When You're Right. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, I didn't pick the title. It's called Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. It was bought by the Sundance Film Festival. It's already slated to be shown throughout the country in all 50 states. Getting back, the problem is the good police officers out there, there's no place for them to go to get justice.
Right.
And the other cops, you asked me how many were corrupt, and, the main investigator for the Knapp Commission was Michael Armstrong. He wrote a book called They Wish They Were Honest. And he got that from me when he asked me how many cops were honest or how many were corrupt. I said, at the time, 10%. Totally honest, 10% totally corrupt, and the other 80% wish they were honest.
Wow.
They'd be a lot more honest if the good guys were rewarded, but they don't do that. I wrote a letter to Clinton when he was president to do something about the police problem. He could save lives. But they're not interested. They just want to put out more police. We don't need more police. We need community relations. The people out there are not our enemy. The cops, they have this thing, us against them. There's no such thing as us against them. It's good against evil. And you represent the law. And you're supposed to enforce it. And that when people are in trouble, they can go to a police officer and get a fair shake. When I had this developer arrested for cutting my trees down, New York State Trooper came, and I got this on phone bill. And I said, I want this man arrested. He said, for what? For this. And the cops go, when did he do that? None of your business when he did it. There it is. So the developer says to him, I got this on phone. Officer, you want to take another walk around the properties with you and me? And then this dirtbag, the so-called trooper, starts threatening me for trespassing. So that's what we have, okay? When you arrest these dirtbags and all the good cops that are listening, when you turn these guys in, because you're a cop, you got a shield, you can arrest a thief. He is not a cop. He is a thief wearing your uniform. and he's disgracing your uniform. So I don't want to hear from guys saying, oh, you're picking on us, leading. Well, you're the police officer. Look around. You know what's going on.
Yes.
Do something about it and save your face, your family, your job, and your country.
Exactly. Honor your badge and your uniform. Frank Serpico, you started to say something about the corruption that came out loud and clear while you were in the hospital after being shot. Tell us about that.
Well, what saved my life, and I firmly believe this, you know, I traveled the world. I've been all over. You know, religion is not my thing, but you should be allowed to practice whatever religion you want. You know, I met some Muslim people. We became friends. We bonded. They gave me a star and crescent. They gave me copies of the Quran to read. Fine. I read them. Whatever. I read the Bible. I read the Torah. I read whatever. If that's what you like, that's your business. Let me do my business. So I was wearing a star and crescent around my neck. A lot of people don't notice it that Pacino had one around his neck in the film.
Right.
At least he observed that fact.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the hospital, it was the same precinct where my brother was being shaken down by the precinct. My brother had a bodega, and the cops would shake down mom and pop stores every Sunday for $2 lousy, okay?
Wow.
And I got them fired, right?
Right.
And they would say, oh, for $2 lousy, that Serpico got these cops fired. No, no, look at it this way. For $2 lousy, you crapped on my uniform.
Right.
But it wasn't $2 lousy, bro. These guys were getting free sandwiches, free beers, free cigarettes, we owed it to them or something.
Right.
They got their salary. That's their salary.
And two lousy dollars, not only from your brother, but how many other bodegas, how many other retail shops did they get their $2 from, right?
Exactly. This was the Blue Laws at the time, which have now, they did away with them. So now there I was in the same precinct where, you know, I turned these cops in, and the only reason I had the proof, because my brother was a World War II veteran, he would come home with a long face. What's the matter, Pat? I got a ticket. Did you tell him your brother's a cop? I didn't want any special treatment. I thought maybe they would respect the fact that a fellow officer's brother shouldn't be shaken down, because my brother wasn't doing anything illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you tell him. Yeah. And next Sunday, walk face. What happened? I got a ticket. What happened? Did you tell him? Yeah. What'd they say? You pay like everybody else, cop or no cop.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you son of a... I put my tape recorder in my backpack. I got on my Italian 10-speed racer. I biked from Greenwich Village to Brooklyn over the Brooklyn Bridge. I got to the call box. I asked for these two officers. They came around in their car. I'm leaning on the driver's side, and I said, hey, what's the problem? They spilled the whole beans with pride. I said, good. Well, to myself, I said, good. Then they said to me, where are you working? I said, 7th Division. Everybody knew it was corrupt.
Right.
Oh, you're getting yours, and we want ours. And I said to myself, you'll get yours, all right.
Right.
So when I turned, I called the chief investigator. They said, they wired the store but didn't get anything. I said, good, try this fire. It was my fire, and I got a fire. Now, they were guarding me while I was in the hospital, okay, and somebody tried and slipped me a needle I wasn't scheduled to get,
right.
And one of the doctors, whose son was a cop, tried to wire my mouth shut. And Yuri Yugar, the Turkish doctor, who was most likely a Muslim, saved my life.
Mm. Wow. That is most incredible. You know, Frank, I was reading when Al Pacino was invited, to do the movie Serpico. You were invited.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Who would I be when I was listening to that piece of music?
Yes, exactly. And Al asked you why. Why would you come forward? Why would you do that? But you're exactly right, because when you have those moments of solitude and you wonder what you're all about. I talk about it in terms of the 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, reviewing your life, thinking about the quality of the person you are. But I appreciated your response that who would I be when I listened to a piece of music? We've got just a couple minutes left here, Frank. Let's talk about the Knapp Commission. What is the final punctuation of the Knapp Commission? Did it actually do its job to render justice not only to you, but to the people, the citizens of New York City?
Well, the Knapp Commission did a wonderful job of disclosing all the corruption. The problem is it wasn't followed up on by anybody. The police commissioner, Patrick V. Murphy, who I confronted him at my alma mater, John Jay College of Criminal Justice, where he was giving a lecture, and I said, I'm Frank Serpico, I'm a retired detective, I've been carrying a bullet in my head for over 35 years, and you, commissioner, are the man I hold responsible. The audience totally silenced. What? I said, you could have protected me. Instead, you put me in harm's way. In his own book, he writes, Confidential, what do I do with this guy, Serpico? The press has me on the spot to show I'm bigger than the system and reward him. And you know what? I never got my promotional certificate. I never got my Medal of Honor certificate. Serpico is like the Holocaust to the Holocaust denials.
Mm-hmm.
They want to deny that Serpico ever existed. They're writing books. Another guy, I never would have known about it, my cousin, my nephew went to Columbia Law School, required reading in law school, a book called Above the Law by a former commissioner and police expert, totally fabricated what happened on the night I got shot to disavow any responsibility to the police department. That's how it is. It's one big smoke and mirrors, deceit and cover-up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there it is for you, the story of Frank Serpico. We're honored to have this time with the former detective to be able to tell his story from his mouth, his heart, to your ears, and be looking out for the release of a new movie titled Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. Of course, many people will go to and review that 1973 Al Pacino movie playing the part of this detective, a title Serpico. Frank, I will leave you with Frank Serpico's words. He says, a policeman's first obligation is to be responsible to the needs of the community he serves. The problem is that the atmosphere does not yet exist in which an honest police officer can act without fear of ridicule or reprisal from fellow officers. We create an atmosphere in which the honest officer fears the dishonest officer and not the other way around. Frank Serpico, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A big